how we are related with heaven and tech. And we are actually always relating to our experience in some way. So every moment we are relating in some way. And in this Buddhist practice, if we think about this field of the practice, all of you are familiar with mindfulness, that we are aware of our practice, experience, how it's unfolding moment by moment. So cultivating this awareness, being aware of this body, mind and heart and its happenings. And this is one way of attending, one way of relating to your experience. And it's important to have this basic awareness. It's really the foundation for our practice. It brings that clarity and it supports our investigation. It supports our understanding. So for example, in a moment of, let's say, anger, if I have enough mindfulness, I could see that I can notice that there's anger. And this is how it's manifesting in my experience. It's manifesting as these thoughts and as these feelings, and this is how it's felt in the body. And perhaps here I could also see like this is the sense of self that's created and fabricated through anger. So mindfulness and this kind of awareness is really, really the foundation. It's supportive and really helpful in our practice. And apart from mindfulness, we can be cultivating different kinds of skillful relationships with our experience. And we have been doing this already. So skillful ways of relating to our experience. And we have been already applying, I mentioned this, steadiness and allowing or curiosity. We have been curious and softening in many different ways our relationship. And noticing how this is felt by the heart, mind, how it resonates in our being. And what kind of sense of self it creates, and also what kind of sense of anything, like any phenomena arising in that experience it creates. And traditionally there are these beautiful practices of cultivating skillful states of heart and mind in this Buddhist practice that Buddha advised to practice. And these are called Brahma Viharas. And it's translated into English as divine abiding. And if we think about divine abiding, we can maybe have a sense like how beneficial places they are for the heart and mind to dwell in. How lovely resources, how lovely nourishment, a real beautiful food for the heart and mind, and lovely refuges, so really places the heart and mind enjoys dwelling in. And Buddha advised us to practice these, and these Brahma Viharas, and I know many of you are very familiar with them already, but there might be someone who's less familiar. So they are metta, which is kindness or loving kindness, this well-wishing unconditionally. And then there's karuna, which is compassion. So when there's this basic kindness, and we are meeting suffering, staying connected and warm and not turning away because of aversion, but really having the sense of, oh, let me alleviate this suffering, let me stay connected, then there's this karuna, compassion. And then there's mudita, which is sympathetic joy, and it's a possibility of cultivating joy in where we rejoice and feel joy also in other people's joy. So I see someone succeeding in some way, being happy, smiling, whatever. And we can actually join in their joy. So allow our heart to feel their joy. And it will be felt, their joy will be actually felt by us and also increasing our happiness. And then there is the upekkha, which is equanimity, and it's this balanced kind of mind that can be equally close to what feels difficult and what feels pleasant, and it's kind of holding all this experience in an unshakable, balanced way. So there's a real benefit in cultivating these mind states. They become more available for us. They are beautiful places for the heart and mind to dwell in. They are beautiful resources, beautiful refuges. So it's really supportive. And Buddha actually said that what we frequently ponder and think upon, that will become the inclination of our heart and mind. So what we give our attention to, what we dwell in, spend time with, invest in, that will grow. So that's part of this cultivation. So I will say a little bit of the cultivation. I think just enough for every one of you to have a little bit of sense of that. And then today we will be playing with different possibilities of tuning into metta, inclining our heart into metta, possibly also compassion or some other aspect. And we will also still have our curiosity in seeing as I'm relating to my experience through metta, as I'm cultivating metta, what kind of sense of self is arising? So how this is felt by the heart and mind, and what kind of sense of self is arising? So this will be still our interest. But in this cultivation, there are possible ways. There are very traditional ways of cultivating Brahma Viharas, and those oftentimes work with phrases. So we could be using phrases in our practice. So could be something like, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I live with ease. And we could also use different categories, like having different, inviting people into our practice, like image of someone who could be a friend, or who could be also a neutral person, or even a difficult person. So inviting these different categories from pleasant through neutral to unpleasant, difficult, and entertaining this possibility of wishing them well, wishing them happiness, for them to be safe. Or we could be just using a word, dropping the word into abuse. Happy. And then really an invitation to be sensitive and practice this inner listening. So how is this felt in the this heart mind? How is this felt in the body, in this being, this metta? And we could also, if we feel there's something alive for us, we could actually spend time dwelling with these resonances, these echoes, this how it's felt in our being by the heart and mind. And we could be working more closely with ourselves, like having really a sense of this is me and my body and my heart and these emotions. And I'm holding them lovingly, really holding them, offering them care. And that could be a really beneficial avenue to take. Or we could be cultivating metta and at the same time entertaining a little bit of the relationship with a little less sense of this is me and mine. So this is like offering metta to this body and like body and its sensation, these feelings that are arising. This thinking mind. So there are many, many ways and all of them very supportive. And again, like before, we are inviting you to be playful and creative and really sensitively seeing what speaks your heart. So feeling the resonance of the practice. What feels alive for you? What feels beautiful for you? What calls you to do it? And at the same time, it's also important to say that actually the intention here is important. So sometimes, you know, that can also bring a struggle that we feel, oh, I should sense this metta this way, but I don't sense any metta right now. So really having the sense that actually, you know, there's no right metta. It's like no one experience. There's different flavors of metta that can be arrived. Like moment to moment different. And there's also the different sense of self that can be arising through metta. But also to have a sense that I can really rest in this intention, so trust in the intention. That right now I'm actually inclining the heart and mind in a beautiful way. Skillful way. And it may also feel that there's a lot of doing, like, you know, so much doing in the meditation. This can be something that might be sometimes hindering us. We are doing this and doing that, but actually we can start to see that perhaps through the metta, through metta, through cultivation of kindness, it may be that it's actually undoing something in our experience. So it may be that it's softening something in our experience. So this way of relating may actually be melting away something, creating more space, more possibilities. Opening something that feels more dense. Just to say these, that the Brahma Viharas are are really skillful, helpful mind state. And then there are others, like I think one of the beautiful qualities that we've been also introducing is playfulness. So playfulness is a also skillful quality. Generosity. Can I be generous with my experience? So, humor. So there are lots of different skillful inclinations of the heart, mind. So let's take some time to practice together. Really, firstly, checking your posture, perhaps. Would you like to stand up just for 1 minute and allowing yourself to land again on your cushion? Just shaking a little bit away any tension that we might be gathering already by now. But hopefully our posture too can in a way be a reflection of our intention. Softness, ease, as much as we can. Shaking away something, taking some time to care. What does your body want to need, to wish, to hope, to yearn, to do? Offering this care, listening a little bit for the needs. Well, I see everyone still enjoying, but everyone has been allowing us still some time. The body like to be cared for? How would we tell the body that it's important? That we care. Really allowing this way of communicating back to our body, heart, and mind. We care. and allowing ourselves again some time to land. Feeling the weight of the body and the heaviness. The gravity pulling us. And feeling the earth receiving us, receiving us unconditionally. Holding us unconditionally. And supporting us. And feeling there the sense of care, the sense of support, the sense of unconditional acceptance, and even love. The earth doesn't mind how we are arriving right now, just welcoming and receiving. Receiving this care, this support, Earth's unconditional love. Feeling it in our being, the heart, mind, our ally, our friend, always there for us. And allowing this care and kindness of the earth. Touching our body, rising up. Permeating our body, our being. Perhaps moving up with the help of the breath. This breath moving, opening, touching, caring for our body, moment by moment. Supporting our being. A sense of unconditional care, unconditional love there. Allowing yourself to receive. Be touched and massaged. Soften and open. By the breath energy. No matter how we are, what are the conditions? This breath is breathing us, supporting us. Sensing how it's felt by our being, by the citta. This unconditional care. That's offered. in this unconditional support and care. There's a real sense of allowing. Everything in our experience may be touched by it. Everything in our experience may belong. May be embraced by this unconditional care and support offered by the breath or by the earth. Just allowing and welcoming. There's a natural kindness. So receiving this sense of welcoming, receiving the allowing, allowing our being to be touched. And feeling how it resonates. Maybe it's innerly felt as a silent whisper of welcome. All experience, just as it's arising. May it be met with this welcome and care. Unconditional support. Offering us care. Maybe be seeing if it wants to be expressed by another word. So dropping a word into our being, if we want. Something simple, say. Happy. Cared. And receiving this gift. We can stay with a welcome, welcome. Feeling this sense of willingness to unconditionally embrace all of our experience. Seeing what speaks to you. Listening to the echoes, heart's response. No matter what's arriving, the earth and the breath are completely willing to care, to support, to offer their love. we can rest in the kindness and care of the earth, of the breath. This sense of noticing how this sense of welcoming, sense of unconditional support and holding and care, felt in our experience. Body, mind, heart. how does the sense of self feel, seen through, met by and held by this care and support. Thank you, everyone. You can take these aspects also into your walking practice if it feels something you want to play with. So really having this sense of the support and the care and this really this unconditionality, the how the earth is caring for us. This breath is supporting us, and even the sense of spaciousness around us might be unconditionally meeting us. So really playing with these different aspects. Once I heard there was a beautiful image of someone playing with how they felt like with every step of the walking, the earth was kissing their soul. So can really see what would resonate. So there's the cultivation aspect, that we are inclining our heart and mind toward this kindness, and then how this is felt by the heart and mind, and then our curiosity to see how the self is arising from moment by moment, colored by, shaped by these different aspects, these qualities.